This is Blown Off on 95.1 WAPE.
Tom is here for Blown Off. Tom, you getting blown off?
Yeah, man. How you guys doing?
Hey, Tom.
Doing great. Neither one of us is getting blown off, so we're on the better side of this.
Yeah. I kind of got blown off. I was hoping you could help me out, maybe.
Okay. We can do. Well, listen, we will do our best. We can't make any promises.
I do appreciate it.
All right. Who's blowing you off?
Well, I met this lady. You know, young lady. She's dynamite. I thought we really hit it off. It was one of those kind of online meetings. You know,
like a dating service, or
yeah, like one of those where you do a profile and you kind of meet on that way. You can kind of peruse
right.
the profile,
like a dating website.
Yeah, modern thing.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. All right. So you met on one of these newfangled dating websites.
Yeah.
And what's her name, by the way?
Yeah, it's Kathleen.
Okay, Kathleen. Okay. Kathleen. All right. So did you guys actually go on a date after meeting on this newfangled contraption?
Yeah, we did. You know, she hit me up. You know, I uploaded my photo and my interests and all that sort of stuff, and she actually came to me, which was nice. You know?
That's nice.
Yeah.
And you know, we went out on a date. We had some food and some few beers.
Yeah, sounds like a date.
That's cool.
Yeah,
and I thought we hit it off well. You know, I do play in a band, which tends to get me a bit of attention from the ladies.
Oh, ladies love a musician.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, they do. We bonded over that. She seems to be a music fan, too. And we actually we went to one of the places that I sometimes play with my band. So that was kind of cool.
That's cool.
Were you playing that night, or was it just you just went to hang out there?
I wasn't technically playing. All right, it was like this. We started talking about music. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she knew that I was in a band for my profile and everything. And I kind of had a rocking photo. You know what I mean? And so I think that definitely enticed her a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, rocking photo.
So your band wasn't there that night because you were on a date.
Well, right. I hadn't had anything on the books, but I, you know, I worked there sometimes with my band. And so I talked to the manager and they let me do a song. So that was kind of cool. I think it really made an impression, you know?
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. You know, ladies love music. You know, who doesn't like to be serenaded? So I did a song or two.
How romantic.
And, yeah, she seemed really into it. You know, I could see that she was definitely pleasantly surprised that I was suddenly up on stage rocking, you know?
Yeah, no.
Yeah,
that's
totally. Totally, dude.
What woman wouldn't love that? What? So now, are you having trouble getting back in touch with her? Because that's typically what happens when someone's blown off, right? Was that your only date?
Yeah, a little bit. I don't know if she's tried to maybe message me again, and I'm not too good with computers, so I don't know if she messaged me and I'm not seeing it.
Right.
But I did give her my number, too, and I certainly know how to text and call.
Right.
And I haven't heard anything that way. I sent her a message or two, but to me, this was a home run, man. I mean, we had good rapport.
Right.
I could tell from the stage, you know, it's kind of dark up there with lights in your face and everything. I could tell from the stage that she was into it with the music things, but I felt like I really sealed the deal. Yeah, I don't know.
But now she's not calling you back.
No, I haven't heard anything back. But again, it's possible I'm just missing the messages on this computer thing.
Or maybe not.
Yeah, buddy.
We don't know why she's not responding to him now, but she's not, and he's a little concerned. So we're going to call her now and find out why she's blowing you off. Okay, Tom?
All right. Yeah, man. I appreciate it.
No problem. You listen on the line. Don't say a word. Here we go.
Hello?
Good morning, Kathleen.
Yeah, this is Kathleen.
Kathleen, my name's Mark Kay. I'm here with Megan. We're from 95.1 WAPE. We host the morning show.
Hey, Kathleen.
Oh, hey.
Hi.
Hey, y'all. Hi.
Hey.
Can we talk to you on the radio for a few minutes?
Yes, especially if you're going to give me some money. Did I win something?
Well, you know what? Fun fact, we're not going to give you any money.
Okay.
But we're going to make you famous for like the next 10 minutes. Is that cool?
Okay. All right. I'm up for it. What's going on?
We're actually calling you about a guy named Tom that you went out with. He says you went on a really great date, and you are definitely blowing him off.
You met on one of those newfangled dating websites that's all the rage.
Yep. Okay.
What happened there? Do you want to tell us?
Oh, I cannot believe y'all are calling about him. How do you know I went out with him?
Well, he got in touch with us, and he said, hey, do you mind asking what's going on? Because I'm having a tough time getting her back on the phone for a second date. He really wants to see you again.
Yeah, and he felt like things went really well.
Well, first of of all, his picture wasn't him. I mean, there's no way that it was him. Past, present, or future him. It was just a completely different
No way.
Yeah. It was honest to God, the weirdest day I have ever had. He is a weirdo, y'all. He's weird.
What? Why?
He told me he was in a band. He was a musician. He talks about his music this, his music that. So I'm like, that's fine. You know,
right.
I'm creative types and stuff. And he told me he was in a Kid Rock tribute band, which I'm like, that's cool. That's cute.
Stop it.
I'm sorry. It's a Kid Rock tribute band.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you know.
No.
No, cowboy, baby. I get it. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Y'all, it is not a band. It is a CD. He has a karaoke CD that he carries in his pocket, and he calls
All
that
right.
a band.
Hold on. Karaoke. I'm a recording artist, all right? I do not do karaoke, my dear.
Is that him on the line?
Yeah, this is me, hon.
Oh,
me.
My God, y'all sons of
Kathleen, you said that it's not a band at all. It's a karaoke CD that he carries around with him. And that he just sang karaoke at the bar and pretended to be in a band.
Yes, that's exactly right.
I take great exception to the term karaoke. That is not what I do at all.
What do you do?
I do tribute rock.
Okay.
By yourself?
No, I have a full band that backs me up.
So why do you carry a CD around?
No, I have a band. I have, you know, very talented musicians that play the tracks for me. And in this way, I can kind of rock on the fly. It's not limited.
So you can rock on the fly.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Hang on. Tom, so you had a very talented group of musicians record tracks on a CD. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. They're
okay.
And it's, you know, it's also not – I do play quite a bit of kids. I won't deny that.
Right.
But there's other songs that I do Bob Seger. There's a lot of other stuff.
All great stuff. But on your date, when you said that you did an impromptu performance, did you sing into a microphone at a bar while a CD played with the backing music behind you?
So technically, it was one of them jump drives. It wasn't actually a CD.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
Okay. But basically, that's what you did.
Well, basically, but I mean, you're missing. It sounded bad right now what you're saying. It's because the whole performance is me becoming Kid. But
right.
At this point, I only play two songs. I'm a performing
artist. You're a performing artist, right?
I have a question for you, Tom. Did you do that because you wanted to like impress Kathleen? Were you trying to like turn her on, or what was? Why did you do that?
You know, like I said, we bonded over music. She mentioned that she liked rock and roll, and
yeah.
I said, you know, I play rock and roll, and
right.
It seemed like a good way to kind of take
right.
the date to the next level.
Kathleen, so what happened? You're at the bar, and he disappears, and the next thing you know, he's on stage with a microphone singing karaoke to you.
Yes.
And what were
you? I don't mind.
Was not karaoke.
I'm not gonna see my pants. I was dying. And, I mean, I really do not want to be mean, but the singing, frankly, was not very good.
Kind of embarrassing.
I'm so sorry, Tom, but that's the truth. Everybody was looking. It was,
yeah.
People were like, it was very, very weird.
That's wow. pretty bold for a first date.
That sure is.
I feel like that's
a Or even a 432nd date.
That seems pretty extreme.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. You all like Kid Rock, right?
Oh, yeah, big fan.
I mean, no.
Bombs it to bow to baggy bow, biggie diggy. What?
No.
So, you know that Rocky was like a DJ, right? So how's this different?
Because you were out at a bar on first date.
Also, you're not Kid Rock.
Also, you carry your band around on a jump drive.
All right, no,
sorry,
listen.
I'm sorry. We're being mean.
Megan.
I mean, I don't want to be disrespected, you know? Like,
I'm sorry.
Seriously, what I do.
We apologize. No, it sounds like you got a good thing going for yourself.
Yeah.
Kathleen, let me ask you this, though. Now that we've kind of cleared the air a little bit, is there maybe if he didn't sing on your date, would you be interested in seeing him again? Or?
Oh, no. I mean, no. I'm sorry. No. The answer is no on that.
Okay. So you're not interested in going out with him again?
No, thank you. Thank you very much anyway.
Okay. All right. Okay. Listen, Tom, Kathleen, it's the Big 8 Morning Mess. We'll be right back.